Playing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by South Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, also brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pickup or delivery and you're hungry, obviously call Pizza Hut. Great supporters of this podcast. Also want to thank Mark Greshner Photography. He supplies the photograph and the background on my podcast's opening page there. So if you want to check his work out, markgreshner.com does great photography work. And also I want to thank our friends over there at the Boys Next Door Window Cleaning Company, a locally owned company by two university students, couple of go-getters, Nathan and also Landon. They provide window, gutter, and pressure cleaning. They have a deal on right now for 10% off plus $20 off any additional service, and they have online booking, and their services are contactless, so it's a great time to get your windows washed. All right, we are continuing with our all-Saskatchewan team on Growing the Game with Ballsy. Time to look at our coaching staff now. And our head coach, we went with a guy who's heading into his seventh season as a coach with the Calgary Stampeders, former Sheldon Williams Spartan, former U of R Ram quarterback and coach, went to training camp and played a bit with the Eskimos in the silly season, and now is a member of the Calgary Stampeders and their coaching staff, and the guy's doing a great job. He started on the defensive side of the ball, moved over to running backs, and now his natural position is quarterbacks coach. But for Team Saskatchewan, a team where we go on the concept that the CFL will be closed borders, okay, in this hypothetical world we're living in with no sports. You know, we picked the greatest team and the greatest this and the greatest that. I've picked an all-Saskatchewan team. No American players, no global players, nobody from outside of province, including the coaching staff. And our head coach is Mark Mueller.
Thanks for including me, and I appreciate the job. Thank you very much.
Well, there's rollbacks in the CFL, man, so I don't know how much I can pay you. Can I pay you in Canadian Tire money?
Oh, from you, Bald, I just need your trust. And I know that you'll give me lots of time because you've hung under with the Chargers for the past 30 years. So
yeah.
I know I'll have loyalty from the top.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I've watched a bumbling idiot in the Spanos family. So, yeah, you got it. So what's your reaction on being named the head coach of Team Saskatchewan? How proud are you?
Well, I appreciate it. I'm a proud moment. There's lots of, you know, way better coaches than me in Saskatchewan, so I appreciate it. And, you know, there's probably lots of guys that probably said no first to get to me, so I'm very excited, and I appreciate them opening the opportunity up for me.
Okay, so I've given you the staff, which I'll reveal along with you here, but what do you think of your staff, the guys that I've picked? Am I on the right path with these guys that I've picked?
I think it's pretty good, yeah. You know, I know a lot of those guys personally, you know, I don't want to name too many of them, but the quarterback coach and the running back coach I played for at Sheldon Williams, and I think they're, you know, they're great coaches. They had a lot to do with my development and the success we had at Sheldon and the success they've had at their current programs now. And you know, the O-line coach was a guest coach here in Calgary, and I speak to him quite often. He's a really good guy and a good coach and an even better person. So if you have guys that you can trust and guys that you like, that's the best start you can have.
Okay, so let's get to some of the coaches before I ask you some quick questions here. Your offensive coordinator is Scott Flory, the U of S Huskies head coach, going into his fourth season. I thought long and hard about making him the head coach. He was a guest yesterday on the Sports Cage. He's a guy that definitely is running a pretty good offense there, a CFL type of offense that they ran with Calvillo and Tressman in Montreal. Your thoughts on Scott Flory being your offensive coordinator?
Oh, he's had a great success at the U of S. You know, he's won the Canada West with them. You know, they had great success. Obviously, he was a tremendous player as well. So
yeah,
to pull on some experience is good, yeah.
Yeah, and you alluded to Kelly Bates. That's why Sheldon Neal's not our offensive line coach. Kelly Bates is the O-line coach from the BC Lions, Humboldt-born, longtime CFLer. Oddly enough, he is credited or discredited with breaking the Grey Cup in 2006 when the Lions won on that cold day in Winnipeg. He's the guy that broke the Grey Cup. Kelly Bates did. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can. Absolutely, I can believe it. No, Kelly's a great guy. I got to go know him a little better here. He was a guest coach this past year in Calgary before he went back to BC, and he's really good friends with Dave, and I think, you know, Dave's obviously a good judge of character, so I've always liked Kelly. I've kept in touch with him. Awesome guy. We could tell old Hilltops and Rams and Ram stories, so I loved those as well, Husky Ram stories. So It was lots of fun getting to know him, and I'm glad that we keep in touch.
Another guy you alluded to, and I'm going to admit, I don't know why it was late for me, but I added him late to the coaching staff here. Quarterbacks coach Stefan Ensign from the Thunder. He's the offensive coordinator there. He coached you in high school at Sheldon and coached the likes of Deke Jr., who played at the UFC, Reed Quest, Asher Hastings from McMaster, Jaden Marwick from Bishops, Sawyer Bittner, who went to the University of Ottawa, was with the Thunder, now with the Rams, Kyle Siemens out of Moose Jaw, who played with the Huskies and played so well, and he coached Mason Nias with Team Saskatchewan at U16, and he's actually, Mason Nias is a guy that throws the ball without the laces, and Mason said he got it from Sawyer Bittner, who said, hey, you want to get the ball away quickly, just grab the ball and throw it, don't worry about the laces, and Mason found out he loved throwing the ball without the laces, so that's what he does now, generally throws the ball without the laces. Your thoughts on Stefan Ensign and what he brings to the table, because that's a pretty good resume in terms of guys that he's developed.
Stefan was my quarterback coach when I was in grade 10, and then halfway through the year he became our offensive coordinator, and I probably don't thank him enough or talk about him enough, because if that wouldn't have happened, I'm not sure we would have had the success at Sheldon, or I would have had as much fun playing. We got to throw the ball a lot more when he became the coordinator and the play caller, and that set us up to have a little more success, well, way more success than we were having before the change. So when him and Kyle McFetridge, got more involved at Sheldon, we had a lot more success. And I, two guys to learn from and to play for, I loved every minute of it. So yeah, I think that's great.
Our receivers coach is known as Dimmer, Dwayne Dimitrician, played with the Huskies from 1989 to 1992 as part of the Vanier Cup winning championship, their first one in 1990 as a running back, went on to play with the Argos and won two Grey Cups, Calgary Stampeders and the Riders. He's their receivers coach at the U of S. He's our receivers coach too. Then another guy you mentioned, Dwayne Mason, running backs coach. He's been the running backs coach with the Rams just prior to the 2013 season. Under Mason's direction, Atlee Simon became the first running back in U of R history to be selected in the CFL draft by your Stampeders in the sixth round. So your thoughts on Dwayne Mason, who's a really good person and a really good coach?
Yeah, again, one of those guys who's a great coach and a better guy. And I played for him at Sheldon. He came when I was in grade 12. And then I got the chance when I became the quarterback coach after my last season in 2012 and 2013, I got to coach with Dwayne. He came aboard with the Rams. And again, just a great guy and works hard, really smart, and again, one of those guys that you enjoy being around and the players enjoy playing for.
Yeah. Defensive coordinators, Warren Muzyka, two-time Vanier Cup champ in 1998. He was the President's Trophy winner, spent five seasons in the CFL with the Hamilton Tiger Cats and Blue Bombers, won the 1999 Grey Cup with the Tiger Cats. I remember him yelling at me as he tried to track me down on a punt return when I was wearing those old Eric Dickerson glasses. I remember that. It was a punt that went way over my head, Mules. I picked it up. When the punt goes over your head, it's just a scramble drill, right? I run to the left, I cut back to the right, and he's yelling obscenities at me, trying to track me down from behind. But he's definitely a great coach over there at the U of S. D-line coach Dave Jackson went to F.W. Johnson High School here in town, coached high school in Calgary, coached in the CJFL with Langley, with the Thunder, their D-line and special teams coach when they won the title in 2013. He coached at the University of Ottawa with Echeverry, and then with the Blue Bombers and the Riders as a special teams coach. He's back with the Thunder and helping them mentor other coaches with their three phases coaching clinic, so he's a good addition. Sheldon Gray's the linebackers coach, as I roll through these pretty quickly. DB's coach on our broadcast, three-time Grey Cup champion Paul Waldo, twice with Montreal, one with the Riders. I think that's a great choice. And then special teams coach Terry Eisler, who went to Miller High School, was a champion with the Rams in the junior ranks, extensively with the Golden Bears, was with the Riders last year with Dave Dickinson, back with the Eskimos as a running backs coach, but he's our special teams coordinator. And then we got our strength and conditioning coaches, Dan Farthing. I didn't know this, Mark. Dan Farthing, when he was a 17-year-old, led the country in receiving. Rookie of the year. I mean, the guy was an unbelievable football player, and he definitely has got the strength and conditioning background because he was the strength and conditioning coach under Corey Chamberlain with the Riders. So you got a good strength and conditioning coach.
Well, that's good. Hopefully he can help the coaches, because I need as much strength and conditioning as I can get.
Joel Lipinski, the other one, he's with Ignite Training out there in Saskatoon. Former Ram, was with the U of S, St. Mary's Huskies, pardon me, as a strength and conditioning coach with Ottawa too in 2012. And he's been with the U of S Huskies since 2017. And our quality control coach, we got to go with, you can't ignore it, he's won 7 of the last 8 junior football championships. Tom Sargent's going to be our quality control coach. You got to find a way to put this guy on the roster, and there you go. So let me ask you, Mark Mueller, our head coach of this all-Saskatchewan team. Neat concept, but just talk about the coaching that goes on in Saskatchewan. I mean, I don't think we pat ourselves on the back on how we develop kids here in this province.
Well, I think it's great from every level. You know, I think it starts with minor football. We have such a great minor football program that, you know, Len Antonini and Kelly Hamilton and those guys have developed. Like, you just look at all the hard work that went into the facility out there at Libel Field. And the support for that is the same as the support is for the football. And people love coaching. They love putting in the time. And the guys that do all the hard work and make sure that the players are enjoying the game are the guys at the minor football level. And if we didn't have such a good minor program with such good coaching, and you know, the RMF is putting on clinics all the time. People go to them, guys talk at them, and it's all really good. And then and people love football, and I think that is why football is such a high priority in the province.
You're a former Rams quarterback. You're the quarterback's coach for the Calgary Stampeders. Give me a shout-out about each of our quarterbacks. We'll start with Sawyer Bittner, our third-string quarterback. Just your thoughts on Sawyer Bittner and you know, his talent.
Sawyer's good. I'm glad he's coming back home to Regina. He was he was in Moose Jaw. I played for his dad, and he was our head coach at Senior Bowl when I was a graduating senior. So I think he'll come back and compete. You know, they have lots of good quarterbacks at the U of R all of a sudden. You know, they got him and Donnelly and those guys. So I'm looking forward to, you know, when we get back in the field to see who wins the job.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Okay, number two quarterback is Mason Nias, who can throw the ball. You saw him in training camp with the Calgary Stampeders. He was in camp with the Saskatchewan Roughriders a couple of years ago. Your thoughts on Mason Nias?
Well, you know, he came in and was our apprenticeship guy this past year. Smart dude. You can tell they're doing, like you said, they're running some pro-style stuff at the U of S. And I knew him because of, you know, he's a Regina guy, went to Riffle, and you know, he's smart, he's developed, and I'm glad to see that he's having success at with the U of S there, and I think that he'll have a very good career.
And Noah Picton is a guy that, I mean, he doesn't need any introduction around here. Heck Creighton Trophy winner, Leboldus Golden Sun, longtime starter with the Rams, went to camp with the Argos, did some throwing, obviously, with the Saskatchewan Roughriders in an apprentice-type situation. Your thoughts on our starter, Noah Picton, for your team?
Oh, obviously, I've known Noah a long time, really good guy. He was around the program a long time. When I was playing, he was out throwing with us when he had been in grade 9 or 10, things like that. So pretty cool. I think he's obviously had a tremendous career at the University of Regina, and I think it's almost a no-brainer, except that I was on the line at the beginning, and you said anyone who's playing competitive football,
yeah,
which would open it up to bring Leeson in, because he's still playing AFL, baby, and he won. So I think he's got to be in the conversation.
I said that too. Him and Tom Brady. What the hell's that? Like, do you ever talk to Daryl and tell him to give it up?
No, I never would. I think it's great. They won again this year, and he was the starter.
Unbelievable. Like, who is he playing? Like, honestly, have you gone out to watch a game?
Yeah, I watched one because Jared Janotta, receiver, played with Daryl a couple of years ago, and they were very good, him and Daryl, and they had another quarterback, too. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. It's fun to watch, and it was kind of worked out where I was at the stadium, and I walked on over there playing to McMahon.
That's
cool.
That's awesome. Hey, buddy, is head coaching in your plans? Like, is that a plan for you down the line?
Well, I think everybody who's in the business of coaching would like to see that next step. So when I was the running back coach, I know I wanted to have a chance to coach other positions and quarterbacks. And, you know, as anyone who's an assistant coach wants to be a coordinator, and if you're a coordinator, want to be head coach. So hopefully you do a good enough job that people ask you to stick around and you can continue to grow. So I think I'll just hopefully can do a good job as a quarterback coach, and then, you know, see where it takes you.
We talked about was coaching always in, you know, was in your blood with your grandpa and everything like that. But did you think the game as a coach? Did you prepare as a coach back when you played?
Yeah, probably looking back at it now, maybe from that standpoint, because that's how I was taught. You know, I was taught, you know, I'd watch film with my grandpa or my uncle Ronnie, who was the offensive coordinator for Hamilton for all those years. I'd go down there, and I think so. And I always tried to be an extension of the coach. I think that's an important part of a player, especially a quarterback, is that you're attached to the play caller. And I'd spent a lot of time with Bernie and Frank, and I spent more time with Bernie than I did lots of people in my 6 years at the U of R.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, what would your coaching philosophy be, Mark Mueller? What would it be?
I think you always want guys to work hard and all that stuff, protect the quarterback, but you'd want to do the strength of the team. So you'd look at the roster and you look at the coaches and what they're comfortable doing and comfortable teaching. You don't want anyone to do things out of their comfort zone. To compete, you want them to do things out of your comfort zone because that's where a lot of great things happen. But where teaching and things like that, you want to, have sound philosophies and protect the quarterback and protect the ball.
Okay. And lastly, man, going into year seven for you with the Stamps? Is that right?
I think so, yeah. It's crazy. It's been that long, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a long time in one place. How do you stop from getting complacent? Because you are human. I mean, you're in a place, you get comfortable, or does football not allow you to get comfortable, like the mentality of football, the insecurity that surrounds the game?
Yeah, I think with football, you look at guys that have been in play, there's college coaches that have been in the same spot. It's just the constant competition, and every week is something new, and it's very scheduled and regimented and routine. I think that's part of the biggest thing right now for everybody in their lives is that the routine has changed, right, with the current deal going on. And I think that to be in one place long as we've been obviously very, very thankful that we've had stability. And a lot of us really get along and we work hard. Well, it doesn't mean that you always agree and all that, but all of us, we genuinely like each other. I like going to work with the people that I get to work for and work with. So I think that helps. And, Calgary is a great city and my wife lives here full time with me and everything. And it's close enough that our families can visit. And, I know every single week is a new challenge in football, whether it's in the off season with the draft or whether it's in season where you go from playing Edmonton to playing Saskatchewan or to playing Winnipeg. And every year is a brand new year, and you got to start over from the beginning, laying the foundation brick by brick, and it's just a new challenge every day.
Hey, thanks for being the head coach of our football team, Team Saskatchewan, Mark Mueller, in a new-look CFL with closed borders, and I'll get your signing bonus to you quickly. That's Mark Mueller, the pride of Regina, Saskatchewan, former Sheldon Williams Spartan, former Regina Ram player and coach, coach of the Calgary Stampeders, and our coach on Team Saskatchewan. And just as we wrap up here on Growing the Game with Ballsy, just want to give a shout-out to Mike Thomas over at Football Saskatchewan, the director of Football Saskatchewan, who is a driving force behind growing the game of football on the amateur level here in the province, in particular the flag football leagues here in Regina. 12 years ago when they started, 75 kids were involved, and they were 6 kids shy of 2,900 this year. Unfortunately, because of that bugger COVID-19, they had to cancel the season. And now they're looking ahead to the Fall League, which the NFL is going to support. You'll get your refund back from the Spring League, and then registration begins this Friday for the Fall League, and the NFL is on board, and they're hoping, all things considered, with some new social distancing measures and practices, they'll be able to have a fun and successful NFL Flag Football League. It used to be the CFL that supported it, and they were getting great traction among girls and among new players, but for whatever reason, the CFL decided they wouldn't fund it. They're not going to fund it, so instead of a kid maybe putting on a Winnipeg Blue Bombers jersey or a Rider jersey, he's going to put on a Browns or a Bengals or a Falcons jersey. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? What the hell are we doing at the CFL level? Like, I'm not against global players. You want to go try and unearth that gem in Mexico or Sweden and Finland, Germany? Have at it, I guess. But now we're going to try to add 2 players to a roster at the expense of a quarterback, and who knows, maybe a Canadian quarterback, which is an absolute joke. And we'll go do that over there, and we'll really spruce up the combine, but we won't put an effort into the Canadian combine here or the Canadian draft here in terms of the glitz and the glamour. Did you see what the NFL did virtually? I know they got more money than us here in the CFL and in Canada, but come on. You could jazz up the first round of the CFL Canadian college draft, but there's no appetite for that. No forethought. Support your own. More now than ever, support locally, local business, local people, local sports leagues like the Flag Football Leagues. How do you grow football at the young level, at the youth level, if you're not going to support things like Flag Football, a proven winner year after year after year? Nah, we wouldn't want to have 2,900 kids wearing Riders and Eskimos and Bombers jerseys. Let them wear Jaguars and Cowboys and Lions jerseys, not BC Lions jerseys, Detroit Lions jerseys. I don't know, man. The CFL needs to get its head out of its ass. What the hell are they doing over there? All right, rant done. Podcast done.